The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission docketed the LA officially on by letter to Ward Sproat, and subsequently in a Federal Register notice. And that last tick I'll talk more about. It's the docketing of the license application is one step, but the next step that we're waiting for is a Federal Register notice from the commission, and it would be a notice of hearings to tell the public that there will be legal proceedings and hearings related to the Yucca Mountain license application. Next slide. I would encourage anybody, if you really want to fully understand NRC's roles and processes, talk to the NRC. They're very open. They had a public meeting out in Amargosa Valley last night to talk to interested members of the public about the their review and the hearing process. For those of you who don't know, it's actually, there's two parallel processes going on. There's the staff safety and environmental reviews performed by the staff of the Office of Nuclear Material Safety and Safeguards, the technical people at the NRC, reviewing our license application and also our EIS, supplemental EIS, our NEPA documentation, and they review that according to the rules in 10 CFR Part 63 and 10 CFR Part 51. Parallel and independent of the NMSF's staff is a separate hearing process before Atomic Safety and Licensing Board. For those of you who have never been to a meeting of an Atomic Safety and Licensing Board, the boards are comprised of three judges, administrative law judges. One of the judges, the head judge, usually will have a legal background. The other two judges, generally speaking, have more technical backgrounds. These boards control the hearing process, including the schedules for the hearing process, where the hearings will take place, which for many of our hearings, they'll be in the NRC hearing facility down by McCarran Airport. Atomic Safety and Licensing Boards make procedural rulings, including admissibility of parties and contentions, and parties a legal term. The Department of Energy will be a party at the hearing. The NRC staff will be a party. State of Nevada has indicated it will be a party. Clark County has indicated it will be. The other Nevada counties have indicated they will all be parties to this legal proceeding. The ASLBs conduct pre-hearing conferences, you know, that set the ground rules straight, and, you know, including such things as how should we number and name the various legal documents we'll be using. The ASLB rules on discovery motions, other motions. They eventually conduct evidentiary hearings. And I personally attended two half days at the ASLB hearings for the private fuel storage facility up in Utah, and it was quite illuminating to me. It's to a non-attorney, it's a court of law, except that the three judges don't wear black robes. In all other respects, you know, they're judges, there's sworn testimony, there's a court reporter, and it really is a court. As you can tell just by the words on this page, it really is a legal proceeding. And at the end of the hearings, it's this Atomic Safety and Licensing Board that makes findings of fact and conclusions of law. And the ASLB has the authority to authorize the NRC staff to issue a license or to condition or deny issuance of a license. So they have a very important role to play. So this slide deals with some of the milestones in that hearing process, just the initial ones, and these the dates really come from either they've already happened or they're specified for the most part in Appendix D to Part 2. We have tendered our license application on June 3rd and our NEPA documentation on June 16th. as I've already mentioned, we are now waiting for this Federal Register notice of hearing. And when you go to the schedule in Appendix D, that is day zero. That it's this Federal Register notice starts the 3-year clock. after, if you were to go to that next bullet, as part of this process, if people believe our license application is deficient in some way, shape, or form by omission or commission, they can petition to intervene. This is the state, the counties, or anybody else who thinks they have a reason to want to intervene. And if you were to go to Appendix D right now at the Federal Register's website, you'd see that they have 30 days to file their petitions. Well, the commission ruled recently, within the last couple months, at the request of the state of Nevada, in part, to extend that time period during which contentions could be filed. The commission has decided they would grant 60 days for the filing of contentions. If you look at Appendix D today, it will say 30, but the commission has already said it will be 60 days. As soon as those contentions are filed with the commission, the commission will forward those petitions to the Atomic Safety and Licensing Board. Then DOE gets to answer these contentions, you know, these when people say, well, you didn't do this right or you forgot that. And the reason there's TBD there, to be determined, Appendix D does have a stated duration today. It's 25 days. DOE would have to answer all the contentions. But when the commission weighed in and said, grant 60 days for the filing of contentions, the commission also said, you know, we might want to double the amount of time for DOE and anybody else to answer these contentions. And so they've suggested 50 and asked for input, but the commission has not ruled finally on that yet. But we might have as many as 50 days to answer contentions. It's similar with petitioners' replies to DOE's answers. It's Appendix D today says 7 days, but the commission in their ruling that granted 60 for the filing suggested perhaps a doubling to 14 days, but they haven't acted on that yet. The next step would be an initial pre-hearing conference shortly after the receipt of petitioners' replies. And then the Atomic Safety and Licensing Board would grant or deny these petitions, you know, people asking to participate, and admit or reject contentions, and we would continue on with the legal proceeding. So, those are all the slides I have. That's where we stand on the licensing and the license application.